I know.
Why is this that the chumras intensify every year, every generation? Moshe, because as we see in the days of Moshe, it was only forbidden what Moshe accepted from Har Sinai itself. That's all. And the prophets came along and they added new tekonas. And then the Tanoim, and every generation, the leaders of the generation, added fences as needed. Well, anywho, and the Shlomo explains, Shekshiyash is Pashtus, a Hamas Anachosh, Tzorach Yoyse the Gedorim, that the more the Tumah of the Nachosh spreads, the more fences are needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva b'toyah HaKadosh she'sod lo yisaseh sh'lo yoyed ezeh hamas hanachash. Hashem commanded in the Torah 365 prohibitive mitzvahs in order that we should not awaken the tumah of the nachash, the tumah of the nachash HaKadmain. V'espasht ezeh hamas hador, but as the nations, as the generations weren't careful with these 365 prohibitions, they ended up awakening the tumah of the nachash, which ended up spreading, and which necessitates new prohibitions. And had the Tumah of the Nachash, this is the Shlomo Kaddish speaking, had the Tumah of the Nachash spread at the time of the giving of the Torah as it was nowadays, how your custom came to Torah beferish, then all of this would have been written explicitly in the Torah. Amazing? It was called the Torah.
So I would put the Nachash back to sleep.
It was called the Torah. Kishiyesh is pashtes and hamas hanacha shloi lohis of chumras. Says the Shlomo HaKadosh. Therefore, every generation where the chachamim find it necessary to add more stringencies in order to fence off the nachash, os kol chumras hamidaraisa, that makes all of the chumras min haTorah. Because had this been around back then, it would have all been written in the text.
Yeah, but they weren't, so it's contrary to that. So it's not me.
Of course. But Rabbi, your chumras are different from Rizuka's chumras. Rizuka's chumras are different from Rabbi Kalman's chumras.
Had this tumah been around, it would have been written in the Torah.
Right.
But it wasn't, because it wasn't written in the Torah. So therefore, it's not. It could. It would have been Rizuka's, but it wasn't.
But it had been.
But it is now. That's what he's saying.
No, he's saying that it was added, these chumras were added later because they were needed.
Later, right. Because of the nachash.
Right. Because right. Of the nachash.
But had the nachash been there...
Had the nachash been there, but the nachash wasn't there.
Right, but they carry the same gravity and the same necessity as the 365 prohibitions.
No, well, I'm not arguing
with
that.
Was not what? As powerful as it is today. Mitzpashe.
I'm not arguing that these things are not necessary. I'm arguing that they are v'durabanan, not...
What he is saying is that this whatever brought about those first 365 prohibitions,
yes,
brings about these same chumras.
What about my question?
What?
It says deraisa, right? So your chumras are different from Rizuka's chumras. I'll give you a list if you want. They're different. So his are deraisa, here's deraisa. You don't follow me? I don't get it. Who's to decide which ones have the deraisa?
What did you say?
That's a PhD
thesis. I find it to be Rabbi Talmud.
It's marked up in the back of the visual, right?
Literally midiraisa today, but it has a bechina of midiraisa.
Right, that's what he's saying. He's not saying that it's actually midiraisa. He's saying that it's okay. It should carry that gravity. It should carry that gravity. Strength. Because it's for the same. It's there for the same reason. Okay. Ad kan teichen devarim. Those are the words of the Shlomo HaKadosh. With the Baruch Hakadoshim, Mevonim Betuv Tam, Al Pi Devareinu. And his holy words are understood well according to what we've said before. Ki Kadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Risayim Yisrael B'Shvil Dvorim Shebal Peh. It said, we learned before in, from Chazal, that Hashem made the covenant with Yisrael because of the Torah Shebal Peh. HaBris Hu Keshen Nitzchi. So what he's saying is that that is where a covenant is necessary. A covenant is a eternal bond, which means that this is something that is going to carry on eternally, according to the necessity of the generations. Meaning that this eternal bond needs to carry over into times and situations where there is an extra overpowering of the tomb of the Nachash. And then the only tactic then is these different things that are established in every generation, which are the novelties, v'achumras, and the stringencies, v'atkonas, and the establishments of the Chachmei HaTorah, Hashem v'aladvekus v'abris, that are the guardians for this connection and this covenant. And this is included in the words of Chazal, that the way to connect to Hashem is to connect to the Tamid Chacham, meaning to observe what they tell us as to what is going to what might sever that connection. This guards our connection to Hashem in all times and situations. It is through them that the power of Kedusha is strengthened in Am Yisrael. In the light of what has been explained, these Parshas Akiv, we can understand what is written in Parshas Akiv. It says in the Pasuk, "V'atik Yisrael." Now, Yisrael, Hashem lekecha shalom imach. What does Hashem ask of you already? Kiyem liyiras Hashem lekecha, only to fear Him, to fear Hashem. Lishmaris mitzvahs Hashem lekecha, to observe the mitzvahs of Hashem. It's chukayzim and his decrees. Hashem nechem tzavach ayam the tayvlach. That I command you today for your good. So Tzorach Lahav, and we don't understand Imrei Hayoim, when he says that I command you today. It's not only what he commands us today, it's what he commanded us at Har Sinai. Kenish the Dag Beresh Parshas Re'eh. This is also to be pointed out in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, when it says, see, I place before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing is, you should listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, that I command you today. And the curse is, if you will not listen to the mitzvahs that Hashem commands you today. Why is the word hayoyim, which is today, constantly repeated? We find this word in many psukim. And it seems to me, he says, in that according to what we've said, we can understand that the observance of this bond and connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael is through a eternal constant flow that descends from above to Am Yisrael. And when the tumah of the Nachash and the Sitra Achra intensify and try to sever this bond and this connection. Is then that Hashem it is for this that Hashem created this covenant with Yisrael, with the power of the Chachamim Shemechadsh B'Cholais Shemoytzon L'Nochem Inyan V'Chadoshim, that are Mechadish at all times whatever they deem necessary for the generation. And this strengthens the connection and the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. And this is what the Torah HaKadosh is telling us. You have to observe what I command you today, which is, when you're reading this, you have to observe what I'm commanding you today through the Chachmei HaTorah. The day you're standing in. That Hashem commands us through the Chachmei HaTorah every day, new mitzvahs. And this is the source of blessing to the Am Yisrael, to guard their connection to Hashem. That they should listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, that He commands them specifically, Hayyai.
So he's giving us more? Huh? I just heard you say he gives us more.
Chachamim constantly increase the fences to make sure that we don't fall prey to the Nachash, who is
it's not really new mitzvahs.
Who is loose.
Right, it's not no mitzvahs.
It's like the world is recreated every moment. So the mitzvahs are recreated, or recommanded.
He's not saying that. He's saying that there's new mitzvahs that are brought about in every generation through the Chachmei HaTorah, corresponding to the Sionis of each generation.
It's a very healing text because it relieves us of the burden that all this is my fault and all this is due to, it's the reverse of Kochum Yotz and Yot, all this badness and all this guilt and all this, that I am suffused not only with Kedusha, but there is this serpentine power in the world that's mythic and out there that controls some of my addictions and my behaviors and, What's the response? Gedorim, Loisa said, and mitzvahs. It's a very relieving text.
Okay. It's just
we're just stages on this cosmic drama, and we're just we're down here in the Ikbis of the Mashiach, and we just happen to be born here, and that serpent is very accurate.
Yeah, but it's at the same time it's a. And it's also, I find this to be very encouraging that the advice the Chachmei HaTorah give us is it's not just that I'm observing the words of the Chachmei HaTorah. This is the word of this is the word of the Torah. This is the word of Hashem.
And it's the ammunition to defend myself against these Yetzer Hara. It's the ammunition. It's a different way of looking at chumrah. Oh, not the chumrah,
Right.
Oh no, you need that chumrah to stop you doing what you do.
Yep.
Clarify a little bit. We're using the word chumrah here, but we've discussed in the past the distinction between a chumrah and a halacha. Chumrah is, there's an opinion supporting this, and so I'm going to do this. But
No, he's not.
This individual might not have
this context. Chumras,
but then in this context, he's talking about halachas, things that are actually mandatory on us, not the things we're taking on to ourselves.
Right.
Okay. So he's using the word in a broader way than it's often used.
Internet filters.
I was at a years and years ago. I was by a shiur given by a fellow that gives refresher courses in Hilchos Nida for young men. So I was at this course, and he said that this fellow that gave the shiur is a doctor and a very well educated fellow. And he said that he was in his discussions with different non-Jews, his discussions with them about the Torah. So one thing they were hung up on was this thing of Nida. That they said that it's impossible that you could put two young a young man, young woman in the same bedroom for 2 weeks. And expect them not to have any relations with each other. They said, you know, it's impossible. You guys aren't cheating. So what he told us was what they don't understand is that our chachamim gave us archakas. Our chachamim gave us these different archakas that we stick to, and it's true. Without those archakas, we wouldn't be able to. We wouldn't be able to have a common sense. Now those archakas are not written in the Torah. And at the time when the Torah was given, according to Shlomo Kaddish is saying, the Zehamas HaNachash was at a point that would have been possible without those Archakas too. Right?
Well, it would have been possible, but would there have been any point in it?
What? There wouldn't have been any point to those Archakas because it wasn't necessary.
Exactly.
Right? All
so it would have been all right to do it. It would have been all right to
have,
do it.
You can't have actual sexual relations with your wife that's in Nida. Uh-huh. That's all that's also in the Torah. Right. Maybe, perhaps, according to the Rambam, that includes the prohibition of the Torah also includes hugging and kissing and that kind of stuff. But sleeping in the same bed or whatever, that's not included. Came along with the Chachamim, and they, according to the Zehamas HaNochash in their generation, they said, this is absolutely necessary. And without this, it's just going to be impossible. And the non-Jew that just looks at what's written in the biblical text says this is impossible.
They don't know anything.
The Iker Mitzvah is a boy Sidbok. Well, the Bok of Achachme at Torah. And the main mitzvah of boy Sidbok, of connecting, cleaving to Hashem, about the Bok of Achachme at Torah, is connecting oneself to the Chachme at Torah. Shirakal, Yodim, you're talking to Vegas Hashem, because not the word isn't connecting to these people. What we're saying is, it is through the Chachmei HaTorah that you're going to be able to connect to Hashem. Because it is through them that this godly flow descends to Am Yisrael. The godly flow meaning a sense of understanding what is necessary for that generation in order to maintain, in order to distance the Zehamas HaNochash. They know how to align themselves with the upper knowledge, Ma'hu Dvar Hashem Bizman HaNochah, and what is the word of Hashem in the appropriate time, V'aroi, the Fi Erech Hador, according to the generation, Hashana, or the year, V'Yisrael Usid L'Sata, and the
what's going on,
what people can Except what?
Which means that, they can test the temperature of that nachosh and know what the tzaddik knows what I need, the rabbi knows what I need to protect myself from that nachosh.
Yep.
Because he knows what he's up to. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Who do we say actually has that?
Let's not get into that. I think there's a boy from Klali, there's a boy from Prati. There's the Gedolei Hador that are in charge of that, that take care of the generation in general, and then each Rav has to take care of their own knowing each and every person specifically.
Knowing his servant.
Oh, yeah. Chmoyshe mevayr, I say that avoid the sisi and alayinu v'chlole yamunit chacham manal. Shual derech mam ha-chazal, ha-shmeya mepi echad, yevayinu v'kishmeya mepi Moshe, v'lo yoidon v'kimepi ha-kadosh baruch. So that the say that avoid brings the words of Chazal, that to somebody who hears from one of the chachamim, it should be considered in his eyes as if he's heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And not only that, as if he's heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oid nechlal v'kra es habrocha shetishmu amitzvah Hashem lekechem asher anochim mitzaveh eschem hayom. There's something else that is included in this pasuk that says the blessing is that you will listen. The blessing will be when you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, your God, that I command you today. That there is another concept that is involved in this eternal covenant between HaKadosh Baruch and Yisrael. And Hashem's word that is bestowed upon us constantly to bring us a connection to Hashem. While Derech Mama, Moron HaSab HaKadosh Malach V'Shizchiz Gan Adainu, and this is understood according to the words of the Lachavitcher, the Bir Mam Chazal. Ashrem Ishi Ishtem Eiroi, Rabba Vetairosem Eiroi, Upanasosem Eiroi. Chazal say, fortunate is the person who his wife is from his city, his Rebbe and his Torah is from his city, and his Parnas is from his city. That is the literal understanding the words of Allah. But the word Me'iroi from his city can also be read as Me'iroi, which means awakens him.
So it would read then
that fortunate is a person who his wife arouses him, his Rebbe and his Torah arouse him, and his Parnasa arouses him. So he explains, "Mimidois ahava v'atshuka yilmad ad kama tzarech liyos etzlei ahavas Hashem." From his attributes of love and desire, he can learn to what extent his love of Hashem needs to be. I mean, that is the definition of fortunate is the person who his wife awakens his understanding to what extent his love needs to be towards Hashem. V'rabba v'tayrosayim o'idam o'isel ahavas Hashem v'liyaz dovuk boy. And his Rebbe and his Torah awaken him to the love of Hashem to become connected to him. Ka'amor, sh'ayidei ha'toyra k'doyshe, that through the Torah k'doyshe v'ayidei ha'dveikus b'chachmei ha'toyra, and through the connection to the words of the Chachmei HaTorah, Masigim Dveikus Hashem, that is how we achieve connection to Hashem. U'parnasosa mi'iroi, and that his parnasa should awaken him, meaning Hadachkus Batzoris, the dachkus, meaning the pressure the pressure and the trouble that a person has in parnasa areas, should awaken as hardly as Davik Bashem to connect to Hashem. Ve'beis Avraham mefarish al pizeh ha'posuk. The Beis Avraham explains according to this the pasuk va'yikra al Moshe. It says, and he called to Moshe. It doesn't say who called to Moshe. It's just that any calling that Moshe heard in his life, he knew it was Hashem speaking to him. That it was the word of Hashem that is speaking to him, to awaken him, to arouse him, to connect to Hashem. Meaning, anything that happened in his life, which was he knew was a calling, he knew Hashem was speaking to him. Ayin Shem. Well, there are Hamosh la Niskar Shamelach Shaliach Kol Hazman Taskoyiz the Benoy Shli Yisiyach Da'atam Yemenach. This goes according to the Moshel that he brought above, of the king sending constant remembrances to his son, so in order that the son shouldn't forget about him. Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Al Am Yisrael. So also Hashem watches over his nation, so that they shouldn't lose their attention from cleaving to him. Whether it's through Torah and mitzvahs, whether it's through the chachamim, and if a person doesn't pay attention to the Torah, to the mitzvahs, to the chachamim, so then Hashem awakens the person through different happenings and chas v'shalom through affliction. The person should understand that this is Hashem just reminding him, I want a connection with you. And then everything goes away. And the person at that time strengthens his connection between him and his Father in heaven that seeks his goodness. Zeman was because of, and this is alluded to in the pasuk, realize, I am the one that is placing before you today a blessing and a curse. Hainu, meaning, all of these different happenings that are happening to you today, there is, in these happenings, there are a bracha and a klala. It's a bracha. The bracha will be the bracha will be that you'll get the message. You'll listen to the mitzvahs that Hashem is commanding you today through this different calling that He is calling out to you. So that is the greatest bracha that there is. A person should realize that Hashem is calling out to him. That you should be able to listen to the messages that these different happenings are sending you. It's caused by Hashem, right? The voice of the word of Hashem, the kaimus Hashem, to observe what Hashem is commanding you today to do. But the curse is, the person doesn't pay attention to listen. Through all the happenings in his life, this calling from Hashem to awaken himself to Hashem's service and to connect to Hashem. This concept we can explain this in the beginning of the Torah. It says, the earth was empty and void. There was darkness. Hashem said there should be light, but there was light. There's another pasuk, Parsha Shmois, in Parsha Yisrael, by Kabbalah Satoyr, it says Moshe went close to the Arafel, which is the cloud where Hashem was. There are three types of darkness, one that is greater than the other, as Rashi explains. The from the Megillah Machitzas, Choshech, Anon, and Arafel. There's darkness, Anon, and Arafel. There's darkness, cloud, and Arafel, which is even thicker than the cloud. Arafel, Ava Anon. The Arafel is the thickness of the cloud, Viseach Hashkus, the peak of darkness. Moshe Gila and Moshe revealed Kigam Bechines Arafel, that even in Arafel, which is the deepest darkness that there is, Shama Lakim, Hashem is there as well. Moshe Nigash al Arafel, Asha Shama Lakim. Gamu Arafel, Mimalatakus Ritani is Barak. The darkness fulfills the purpose of Hashem's will, just like the light. That's what we were talking about last night, Bashal Shivas. Yeah. The concept of it says that to Hashem, darkness is like light. There's no difference to Hashem. Ha'arafel gematria shchina. Ha'arafel is the same numerical value as shchina. The Zemirum is gam kasav azev. Ha'aratzayis v'soyev avoyu. And this is also alluded to in this pasuk. The earth was empty and void. Choshech, and it was dark. And Hashem said there shall be light. Meaning, Bismashak is Baruch Hu made as Nishmas Yehudi. At a time when Hashem illuminates the soul of a Jew, and he's able to see the will of Hashem that is fulfilled through the emptiness and the void and the darkness. So then that also becomes light. That's the Yerida L'Torah Aliyah. It's through them also that the Jew becomes closer and connects to Hashem. And he hears the calling that Hashem is calling out to him through this darkness. Everything is messages from Hashem to strengthen this eternal bond that is between a Jew and his Father in heaven.
That was poetic.